Baisai, the Shia tonight is being sponsored by Rabdo Fruchtel, Lenishmas, Freda Bas, Rab Yosef, Alei Shalom.
Tana Rabbana, Yochel, Ha'ime, Ragla Shalzu Oila, Tehei Kula Oila.
I forgot an English on Yiddish. I forgot an English on Yiddish.
Ich hol gemeint, dass ein Mensch ist magtisch der Regel von Oila, und ich gemeint, dass der ganze Behemel soll werden Oila, Tehei Kula Oila. Tamad Leima, Kol Asha Yitay, Mimenu Lashem, Yeh Kodesh. Mimenu Lashem, Vloy Kula Lashem. State Achidish, ich wollte gemeint, somebody's marked is just the regal of a behemoth, the whole thing should become an Eilah. State in the Tayyah name, Kol HaShayita Mimenu Lashem, Yeh Kodesh. Mimenu Lashem, V'loi Kulei. It says, Afilu, if it's only Mimenu, Afilu Mimenu Alein, Ved Kodesh Lashem, Anish Kulei. Yochol Teitzei L'chulin. Ich wollte gemeint, that it goes out L'chulin. In Rashi, in L'chulin is mazbe. What's meant as yochel teitzel l'chulin? It means with pidyon. I would think it's only k'tushas domen, and it's not a k'tushas aguf. Tamid lamer yia kodesh. It's a state of tzvei chidushim. First chidush is that if you makdish a regal, it's not poshta k'dusha b'kula. And the second chidush is that it's chal a hektish of the eiver alein. Of the eiver alein v'et kodesh. It's a chal of a k'tushas aguf. Yia kodesh means as long as it's a chal a k'tushas aguf. And he's not Yitzel Chulin without a mum. You can't be paid without a mum. You need a mum to be paid. Okay, Tzatza, what do you do with it? I have a behemoth that just a foot is a carbon. What do you do with a foot of a carbon? You can't be mak of a foot. It's Timoche Letzorche Yoylois V'domeh Chulin Chutz Mit Ve'ei B'Sheba. He takes it and sells it to somebody that needs to bring a oila. Somebody wants to bring a carbon oila. And the Gemara is going to be masbir that he was neidah to bring a carbon oil on chutz miragla, chutz midavos evashen hashavat liyaba, in a meila. So for him, this behemoth is enough. A very interesting carbon. The foot is going to be oil for one person, and the rest of the behemoth is going to be oil for a different person. Divir Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, they say fakert. Minayin loymer.
It wouldn't be an
oil for
another person,
because
behemoth is only just stomach.
To other person.
The person who was
marked is
the foot.
The Gemara says it's a Kedushas Aguf.
What?
Yeh Kodesh means it's a Kedushas Aguf. Rashi says you need a mum. You can't be paid.
It's not Kodesh. It doesn't go out
L'chulin. Yes, so Rashi says L'chulin. Rashi says Yochel Teitzel L'chulin means with pidyon. So it's never having me that the second become Kodesh at all. He's marked as Eva. Rashi says Yochel Teitzel L'chulin means with pidyon. Tavlam Yeh Kodesh. No. But mum, that it's not Yitzhak's opinion. You need to have a mum. It's a Kedushas Aguf.
So it has to be
Kedushas Aguf. It has to be Kedushas Aguf, yeah. It's going to have Kedushas Aguf. The foot's going to have Kedushas Aguf. And then you're going to be makdish the rest of the behemah for the other person. The other person, the Gemara is going to ask, was neither a full carbon. The Gemara says, you're talking about a person that was only neither a carbon missing a foot. That's the sheet of Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei Rabbi Shimon, they say faket. Person is neid, is makdish, a regal of oil, the whole thing becomes an oil. Shanama. Kol ashite menol Hashem. Kshemi yakodish, l'rabbis is kula. Shtei tachidish yakodish, yakodish is machadish, that the whole thing becomes an oil. Chot shafil is only makdish, a regal, the ganze zach vet oil. And then shtei dini gemor. In the gemor effect, akashe, timoche, v'kama yisbe mechusar seven. We're talking about a person that said, "Arei loyel b'chayel," and for him, this behemoth is good. So we have a machlekes, Remei Rav Yehuda, basically Rav Shimon. So it's not different pashto, it's a nitaki different pashto. If someone's makdash a regal of a behemoth, does the whole behemoth become kaddish, or just the regal stays kaddish? The rest of the behemoth doesn't become kaddish. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chizda, Maid Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda's Maid b'davar she'oisa isa tcheifa. Rava Amar b'davar she'oisa nevel. It means if a person is makdish, a chelik of a behemoth that's neshama tliyaba, shaylus what's called neshama tliyaba, either treifa, treinachai, einachai, and nevela, is the loch is as the ganze Sache wird kotsch. As I sagt, as a person, the machoikis and Remei Rabiu, the Rebbe Shimon, is only in the tzia where he's marked as a regal, she'en an Hashem atliba. If he's marked as a regal, it's an eivet, she'en an Hashem atliba. You don't know machoikis, it's a dot in posta, it's a dot in different posta. But if he's marked as an eivet, she'en an Hashem atliba, it almost is poshit, as a dot in different posta. As I state in the Gemara. It's as I. The Dodo Agresi Shaila, what's talking about Shah? Favos is Dodo, a different posto, it's an Avish and a Shabbat Leva. Kupsuta, to make a dinner posto, we need a Fusa. Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yudra says that it's a dinner posto. It doch no, a Sadai a Fusa of that. Rabbi Yasi Bshim, as long as it's not a different posto, a Sadai a Fusa. Mamela, Ramei Rabbi Yudra, Kupsuta, they don't have a Fusa, and it doch a different posto. So what should be the difference between a tzia if it's a Shabbat Leiva or the ain't on a Shabbat Leiva? As I start with the Gemara. Is in them a machoikis, the achayinu make a machoikis, could be a machoikis or shayinu with them. Let's see the next cycle Gemara, and then we'll see. The boy Rav. Rav, a clear shayinu. Let's skip a few lines here for a minute. Ba'oif mahu. What's the locha to sadata from Pashta ba'oif tzinit? Behema marachmona. V'alav behemahi. The different partial answer from Nevis Estate Behema is Aoif and Nitke Behema. So the Aoif and the Ducky different partial. I do my Corbin Amrachmana. For high Nami Corbin. In the Torah state, that's not the partial in Corbin. In the a Corbin not partial. In the Ducky of Kamina, this is a Behema to Saif. A Behema is a Corbin. A Aoif is a Corbin. In the Vela, as everything is the partial in a Behema, the partial on it. Zakrashi, the Aoif Mahu. Zakrashi, the Rabbi Yasi Kaboyla. The shayla of Rabbi Yosi, hik dish regal oif, the Torah ben Yainam, he pashta dusha b'kul oiloi. The shayla, you say pashta. Well, you don't say pashta, the shayla according to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is like the regal shil zu oilo. Pashta dusha b'kul oiloi. It's a shayla, what's it if he says regal shil oif? So it says pashta dusha b'kul oiloi tini. I say, let Rashi the boy for the Gemara. The shayla is, but why did Rashi say that the shayla is only like Rabbi Yosi? The shayla could have been like Rabbi Yudah also. As I will tell you, it's a shayla. So the dim pasta is not behema. Let you be this eichet out of a pasta. Rabbi the Zaktach apes a dava. Shan a shamat liba, it out of a pasta. So lama vid, we have to know. So it's a dada in pasta in a oif. As makdish, the lave, to the rice in a oif. So it's a pasta gdusha bakula. So it's a lay pasta gdusha bakula. If it was a drashi gzakta the shayla, so it's a pasta night, so it's not like a beisi. If it was a drashi gzakta the shayla is, let your maybe Rabbi Hu. As I stole the Dachainam of the Rash. What I was gesehen, as I state, as the Shail is not to Sadat and Pashto in Davashen and Hashem at Liva. Abu Davashen and Hashem at Liva, Zog Davne Muluim, made them, no one ever gave a Zogin, as he talked a Zogin, as Pashto in Davashen and Hashem at Liva, let your Yudah in this Mitzad of Yafus, and he's talking Pasuk of them. And I said, he's talking Pasuk of them, in the Mele, what's the Shail to Sadat Pashto? It is a Svarah. That you say Pasha, but Davashan Hashem at Liba, what's the difference between Eif and Behema? First of all, like Rabbi Yosi, that there's a din Pasha on Davashan Hashem at Liba, there's a din Pasha in Regal. If there's a din Pasha in Regal, that's a Yafusa, it's a Lancer from Behema. So we have to know if a Behema is Davke, or any Korban has Pasha. But if you hold, Zevi Rabbi Yudah, Asadad in Pasha, but the din Pasha Lancer did from the Pasha from Behema. The din Pasha is a Svare. No, to week as I know, Shiloh is not possible, but isn't it? Avadr will be the repost. The Gabbana Machlik is Remain Rabbi Yudah, Remain Rabbi Yasi, the Rama Paskin, to Oime Yoda, Shalzu Oila, Raga Shalzu Oila, is Timoche, Lachavi Oila, so the Mel Chulu Chutzman there is Eid. State the Rama, I said, the Ducky Diffin Post, we don't hold it in the Post. I say Paskin the Rama like Rabbi Yudah, that is not in post. So the Rambam of Ha'imel Liba, I Reisha Shalzu Ayla, Hoyel, Vihigdish, Dovash and Shabbat Liba, I Reisha Kul Ayla. That's the Dafk if you make this a regal. Dafk if you make this a yad. That's the Dovash and the Shabbat Liba. And the Dovash and the Shabbat Liba. But if you make this a Dovash and the Shabbat Liba, Liba, I Reisha Shalzu Ayla, Hoyel, Vihigdish, Dovash and Shabbat Liba, I Reisha Kul Ayla, and the Dovash post. Das ist der Schitte von Rabbi Yudah, Lefir Rav Chisda's Memre. Fiert ist der Rambam, hiktisch ewer echad bin oif. Hareza Sofik in the Skadish Kula in the Skadish. So Rabban brings Rava Ziboya by Oif. So da Iboya by Oif. Rava the Kalata Shal by Oif. So da Poshat in it. And we said that Rashi said that the Shal is only according to Rabbi Yossi. There's no Shal Lach Rabbi Yehuda. Because Lach Rabbi Yehuda, Dosa Sadadim Poshat Kisha Bakula is a Svare. It doesn't have to do with Babahema. If Babahema is Poshat, as an Oif will be a Dinf Poshat. The Rambam brings the Shaila Halacha. If the Rambam brings the Shaila Halacha, he can't bring the Shaila Davashen HaNasham Atleva, like the Kesel Mishnah. Because the Rambam holds Davashen HaNasham Atleva, doesn't have Poshat Bechlal. So if the Rambam brought the Shaila to Sadat the Poshat Oif, must be, he meant to clear the Shaila in Davashen HaNasham Atleva. As they look for Zbuchach and Rambam. If a male is Zbuchach, the Rambam learned to come out not like Rashi. Rashi learned to come out, boy Rava, is a Shaila just according to Rabbi Yossi. Because Rashi learned that the din of Davashen HaNasham Atleva is a Svara. So Davashen HaNasham Atleva is a Svara. If a male is talking Shaila, so that's a Parshat in it. The Parshat is Parshat, because if Parshat is a Svara, it's Ochil Debehem HaNoit. The Rambam would go learn it as like. The Rambam would go learn at the din Parshat of Aistais, Lefi Rabbi Yis, Lefi Rabbi Yudha, in Davashen HaNasham Atleva, in Ishta Svara. We'll soon see. Abbasinit Ki Svara. No, Aistais Lanzach Eichit from the Parshat from Babahema. So just like we have a shaila, according to Rabbi Yossi, if there's a dim pashta, Davashena Hashem Atleva. According to the Rambam, it's mavui that there's a shaila if there's a dim pashta, ba'oif, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Davashena Hashem Atleva. And Rabbi Kivayga Tzeichen Tzu, a Tyson Kedushin, by the Sugi of Chetzi Isha, stated the Gemara, as Chetzi Isha is Nishma Kedashas. Stated the Gemara, for the Gemara Kashi, why is Chetzi Isha Namu Kedashas? Lo mazag v'nifshet al ha-kdusha v'kula. So mazag nasad in posh to me, leitanya. Ho'i merag l'shazu oilo, hari kula oilo. Vafilu, l'man da oma, pasalta sanit kula oilo, hanimi l'bedova shena ha-shom et liba. Tova shena ha-shom et liba is kula oilo. Hazei frek gemar ha-kash. So why is chatsi shena mukadeshes? Why is chatsi shena mukadeshes? Al sadif in posh to, we should say posh ha-kdusha v'kula. Hazei frek gemar ha-kash. Frek taisvis, was heist. For rag the shalzu oyla, davu chavan apostik as the apost. I have here. Tema the bereish tmura yalav rag the shalzu oyla ubedover shana shama tluya boy mikra the ksiv kol hashiyitim imenol hashem vegam ishal ksiv kroy. Frank Taisis as the dadim posta in behem and korbin is not a apostik. Und Taisi sagt nicht nur, der Dim Poshta für Dava Shein Anasham mit Luyaba, even the Dim Poshta Dava Shein Anasham mit Luyaba. And Taisi has to say that to ask his question, because Taisi is asking a Shaila on the case of Chetzich Mugadashas. Chetzich Mugadashas is the Dava Shein Anasham mit Luyaba. Nu, und Afa became Taisi Zog, as the Zanke Dim von Poshta, weil man darf aber nach Poshta gab Poshta. Weil Taisi has Taisi gelernt, at the Dim Poshta für Dava Shein Anasham mit Luyaba, is Ichetai Afus. So says, I'm a lady Rashi, is Taisus Kasha can cash in it. What is Taisus Kasha? If I'm also the apostle of the Nishan Dusha Bakula, then I've been an apostle of Poshta. I've also apostle of the Nishan Poshta. I needed an apostle for the Nishan Poshta of Hashem and Hashem with Luba. I've been Chetzi Isha, that was Hashem with Luba. That doesn't need apostle.
I've been Taisus.
What? True. Yeah, can't say. Yeah. Could be Gemara, man. Yeah, right? Saying the Gemara start off saying even like, I call upon it, but the Gemara Lamaisa asks, it should be Pasha Doshan Shabbat Luyaba, is Lamaisa about the Shemankin Kash. But Tais speaks out Lahedia, that even Doshan Shabbat Luyaba, Tais speaks out, even Doshan Shabbat Luyaba, that Vecha Ben Apostle. It's Mavuya and Tais at Galant, as the different Pasha was Mizaga later Abiyude, but Doshan Shabbat Luyaba is also Yafus. Vudi Yafus, is Ain't Klo, Vudi Yafus, but Mumuzagin, as Tais is by Tais at Galant, that Yafus and Lanzach Echa from the Babahim. That says Tais has learned, that when it says in the Braise, V'dova, She'ein an Neshama Tluyaba, state, as in the Dokim Poshto, Tais has learned, that Betzim it's a Svara. The Gemara speaks out, Yochel Rag L'Shozu Oila, Tei Kula Oila, Tamod Nezach, why would I think it's a Kula Oila? Favos not the Gemara, it's a Kula Oila. It's Muzma Zogin, because there's another way how to dash in the Pasuk. Because you can dash in the Pasuk like Rabbi Yossi. So he's saying, no, don't dash like Rabbi Yossi. It's not Kula Oila. It's only Regal, only the regal is oil. The whole thing doesn't become an oil. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that only the regal is oil? If I sound like a pasuk b'chalal, if pasta in the davar shenishem b'tluiba is mistava that you don't say pasta, so why does the Torah have to tell me they don't say pasta? So maybe Tosfos learned Adas Gufa Shteita to tell me that only Davar She'ein Ana Shama T'Libo. I'm Imenu. Imenu Vaisais is a Davar She'ein Ana Shama T'Libo. Another Dakin Pasta. But it's Davar She'ein Ana Shama T'Libo, El Yad Bidin from Pasta. So it says that Tosfos learned Adas Sadad in Pasta in the Davar She'ein Ana Shama T'Libo is Meduik from the fact that the Pasta is Mamayit Pasta with Davar She'ein Ana Shama T'Libo. And to tell me as the Dakin Pasta Davar She'ein Ana Shama T'Libo, that's a Svarit. So first of the Torah is wrong that there's no Pasha of Hashem Hashem with Liyubo. To tell me that there's Pasha of Hashem Hashem with Liyubo. Well, I learn out that there's Pasha of Hashem with Liyubo from Baba Hema. So we have to know what the din is by Oif. If by Oif there's a din of Pasha of Hashem with Liyubo, what's in it? Oh, but I'm allowed to Rashi. Rashi, if I say, didn't learn it from a deer. Rashi, the land, has Dov Hashem Hashem with Liyubo, it's a Svaget. If Dov Hashem Hashem with Liyubo is a Svaget, if English can have Kimi, the Baim, it's Oif. So by Oif there's no Shiloh. But the near Taisus and the Rambam Gilat, and the Din Pashta by Davar She'ein Ana Shama T'Libo is not a svar. Now I have to learn up from this deer, from the fact that the Torah spoke out, spelled out, clear, that Davar She'ein Ana Shama T'Libo. Had Nishkin Din from Pashta, if for them to tell you, for them to Chazam and Dayik, and Davar She'ein Ana Shama T'Libo, had Yad Din from Pashta. But it's only in Behemoth, what's his name of Taif? In fact, Taisus, no, Abadava Yafusit, to tell me that there's a Din Pashta, Davar She'ein Ana Shama T'Libo, so make a Taisus, it should be Din Pashta and Kedush. That's Taisus cash, and Taisus answers kedusha not a different hack. Just no stuff of this. Vakapa and dosa mitzvei ma'achim. Vavosad a different pashta. V'davar she'ein ana shama t'libo. Loi drashi pashta. V'davar she'ein ana shama t'libo is a svarit. V'meila there's no shaila. What's going to be done by Yoif? Loi Taisus and the Rambam. V'davar she'ein ana shama t'libo is beduktik in the afusa. That is a bit of pashta. And v'meila we have a shaila. So in Yoif it's eichad a different pashta. V'davar she'ein ana shama t'libo in it. Very interesting. The Lacha Mishnah also had the Kesavishus problem in the Rambam. That L'chura, the Shaila von Oif, is only a Shaila loit Rabbi Yossi, not loit Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rambam, the Paschus, loit Rabbi Yehuda, favosot the gebracht the Shaila von Oif. The Lacha Mishnah had the problem, and he says a different shot. And Lacha Mishnah said that the reason that the Rambam, the Rambam would learn the Sofik in Oif, in it a Sofik, to sedo adim poshta noif. That's heis. Vais tois. As davar she'ein ana shama t'libo. Davar she'ein ana shama t'libo. Is a svar as sedo adim from poshta. There's nothing to talk about. There's a poshta that's sedo adim from poshta. Memeilot to nishgapki yishaylo to sedo poshta t'nit. Or bedoz gufe. As a chal akdusha fin eva. Das letzta fin kodesh yir. Memeilot kum t'chayse that I need a fuse. That it's chal akdusha fin eva. If I need a fuse that it's chal akdusha fin eva. And the fuse was said by behemah. What was said by oif. The melech of the chayitza that's by oif is he talking? You can't make a kedusha on a neiva. So to lacha mishnah, when it adif from pashta, if it's chal a kedusha on a neiva, if it's chal a kedusha on a neiva, it's not tested adif from pashta. But if you can't begin, pashta means you make it till here, and then it expands, right? But if you make it and it's not chal, there's nothing to expand. If there's nothing to expand, the melech can't zek in pashta. So the Rambam had a different shaila about oif mahu. The shaila by mal is not if this pasta by oif or not. But the shaila of this pasta or not begins earlier. Is there a kedusha on an eva on oif or not? Because you need a yafusa to tell me as a chal a kedusha of an eva. So if you need a yafusa to tell me as a kedusha of an eva, and that chiddush is only by behema, by oif and the duck and kedusha of an eva, the male of oif and the taki different pasta. That's what the lechemishna learns, pshan and gemar like the Rambam. And this lechemishna is fakir for the gemar that we just said in kedusha. But the gemar zakta chidush kedusha. A chetzich mukudashas is ain't a mukudashas. You can't make kedusha on a chatzish. Comes again the gemara. In fact, akasha v'nifshet the kedusha b'kulo. What's the kasha? Nifshet the kedusha b'kulo. In fact, Rabbi Kivayga on the lacha mishnah. What's the kasha? Nifshet the kedusha b'kulo. How can you make nifshet the kedusha b'kulo? Chetzich ain't a mukudashas. You tell me the reason why you say nifshet the kedusha b'kulo is because of mimenu. There's a din kodesh here. That means you can make a kedusha on a neiva. So if you can make a kedusha on a neiva, so meila can expand. You can say pasta. Oh, but a chetzich mukadash is not chal. No, if it's not chal, then how can you say it from pashta? It's mechmukach in the Gemara that even if there's no such thing as a kedusha seiva, there's no such thing as a kedusha chetzich. Oh, but avo bikein apes it out of pashta, but gleichal it from pashta. You don't have to say first it's chal and then it's pashta. Immediately, you make a dibur a chetzich isha, but gleich pashta. It's mashma when you bochbed the ribuah from Reb Chaim. Because the din pashta doesn't mean that the kedusha that chal the behema expands. When it says that there's a din of pashta, it means to say that the person's dibur expands. That when a person makes a dibur, it's It's the Dibur itself expands Bekula. No, Chetzim Mekudeshes can sign as a problem in the Isha. She can't be a Chetzim Mekudeshes. But he said a Dibur of Chetzi. So if the Dibur of Chetzi expands, Mamel Kechazan Akdusha Bekula. So Mamel Tavosak to Lacha Mishnah. That the Rambam learned the Shaila by Oif. In order to make the Din of Pashto, you have to have Yalfusa. That is Chal Akdusha Naneva if the Din of Pashto is Chal the Dibur. So that it could be Chal the Din of Pashto even if the Din of Chetzi is not Chal. I feel that it don't get Kedusha of an Eva. Just like by Isha. There's a son of Chetzich with Kedushas. And it's not Chal Kedusha and Chetzia. But if you make a Kedusha and a Chetzia, it expands, it's a Spashit Bekula. So I'm a Zagat as Elva Zach by Behema. And Gemach the Maisa Hegdush for an Eva. And if you made a Maisa Hegdush on an Eva, so I'm a Zagat that the Maisa went Poshna Glach Bekula. When if the Maisa is Poshna Bekula, it's like a problem for Kedusha and Hegdush. What's going to be? As I fact, I'm going to be on the Lecha Mishnah. Yeah, what? Chotzi regal is the same thing like a regal.
No.
A regal is also not a double shalom. It's only a foot. The word chotzi, that's the problem.
Is that the word chotzi?
We'll have to get back to some Kivegas Shaila. We'll see, maybe we'll answer it. Now, Devaila, let's just see one more Gemara. Meduchzach, Asmuchach and Rambam, that he had a different Shaila in the Gemara. Not like the Kesav Mishnah, not like the Lecha Mishnah. The Gemara class one more Shaila. Boyerova. Higdish Eva Ladom of Mao. He wasn't Magdish, Akdush Saguf on the Regal. He was Magdish, Akdush Dom on the Regal. Higdish Eva Ladom of Mao. The teichas la kedushas aguf. Mi armin on kiva the nachsel la kedushas dom and nachsel na me kedushas aguf. Um the actus la chadei va actus la kulo. I do vachad mi gom at chay mi goloyom. That says the Gemara says later, the Gemara brings the member of Rava, that if somebody's makdish or zohar to bedak abayis, the domov, it's kodesh kedushas aguf. Hagam he only said he's making a kedushas dom, but if he bought it's roi to become kodesh kedushas aguf, when that gemacht a kdushas domim, it da a klav from migid and nachsel of kdushas domim, is nachsel of kdushas aguf. Something is chazi for kdushas aguf. When it galeik da fam a kdushas domim, zog ich, avi balz is chal fam a kdushas domim, is chal fam a kdushas aguf. But also the klav, when you makdish a whole behem. Now, the Gemara has a shayla, what's the din, if a person is just makdish a aver, a regal of a behem. And makt a kdushas dom of a regal. Is though tafish zogin tzvei miguis. You have to say as migui. Let's take first the chayil. Akdushas domim on the eregel. It's chal on the whole behema, and then we'll say migui the nachsel of akdushas domim chal of akdushas aguf. Tafin onkum it's tzvei miguis. Two miguis we don't say. One migui. Migui means to say that once it's chal half, it's chal on the whole. Once it's chal akdushas domim, it's chal akdushas aguf. It does come in zogin. Oh, but to say migui twice. That you don't say. Same old migui that you don't say. As far as Tikkel Gemach, we have to know exactly what the pshat is. Once we already said, let's say, the migui, the chayil, kdushas, domim beregel, chal bekulay, now we have a kdusha bekulay. So now we have a din of migui the nachse. No, same migui you don't say. You can't say twice migui. Once migui you could say, you can't stretch once it's already stretched. You made a kdusha beregel and you stretched it to the whole behemah. It's like only like a stretched kdusha. Now you want to make from a stretched kedusha, stretch it again from a kedusha's dom to kedusha's aguf. Two times you can't stretch. Tvei migalei amin. But now from a hezba, but they stretch us to the shayla anymore. Now Rashi nochamol. Rashi zog weiter. Who is the shayla according to? So Rashi, the shayla is according to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi zog tasan dadim from poshta. So we want to know if you say poshta only, you only say one migui. You say only poshta or migui denachse. But if you have to say both. That you can't do. You can't say Sai Migdanachs, Sai Posh, and Sai Migdanachs. What's your beis? Shtalzer the Shaila, the Zolva Shaila. Why did Rashi say that Rova Shaila is only according to Rabbi Yosi? We could declare the same Shaila to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Asadad in Posh, the Badavash and Hashem at Liyuba. So what's going to be if he's Makdish the Dom of the Rosh? He was Makdish the Dom of the Rosh. What's going to be the din? Are we going to say
migoy the migoy the chayil al arosh chayil bekula or not, and then we'll say mig the nasik tushas dam chadush zagov or to migoy loyavina. The same shayla bekitsa that the Gemara has according to Rabbi Yosi we could have like Rabbi Yehuda. So why did Rashi bedafke madgish that this shayla is only going according to Rabbi Yosi? Is Avdam Shadech and Stas Dr. Biskerov that the Zalba Cheshmer that vended that svara, although that's a little bit more edel of a mechanic's hand, if I say, says, I vended that shayla to mezog trey migui, to mezog tish 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 trey there's a posik for poshto. If there is a posik for poshto, so I have to say, sidedin of poshto, sidedin of migui than achse. Zog is sidedin from poshto, Sided from Migdan Achse, that's a Trey Migui. Trey Migui Le'amino. But if you hold like a Behuda, that if you mark this, Dovashan Hashem with Luyba, it's Chalak Dusha Bekula, that's not the skidder for Trey Migui. For what's not? So that's Svar, I said, Apostle. I was not Apostle. In my mail, I say, this is that Shreidel. If you say to me.
Like his Dibber expanded, I really, it's one Dibber, it's not, maybe it's not.
I look at it's also like that, the Dibber expands.
That it's not really like a
No, but that Dim Parsha is like Rabbi Yossi also. Yeah, so because what he's saying like this, that if you hold that it's Xeris HaKosov, so then Dim Parsha is like this, Betam with Gemach, the Hekdash after Regal. The Dibur is Adibur for Regal. Now that's Ailuchas ago, that the Dibur on the Regal expands to the whole. You want to expand again to become a Kedusha Saguf, that's two expansions, Trey Migal Ayamina. But if you hold, Asadad the Poshtam Isvari, not the Pshat, as Poshtam Isvari tells me, what the Pasuk tells me, Lejab Yosi. That says what happens, Lejab Yude, is not the exact same thing that happens, Lejab Yosi. No, according to Jab Yosi, it's a Pasuk, according to Jab Yosi, it's a Pasuk, according to Jab Yosi, it's a No, the Pshat is as well, that's a Svare. How could you say on your own, you can say things expand? It's very hard to say a Svare on your own. The person's going to say, I said I'm only Makdush the Regal. No, I make a Kedush the Regal, boom, so it expands. I've done that for Chomer, Xeris HaKosov. Faisa Chayse, that Dovash HaNasham with Tliyabah. If the Pshat is that the Dosh of the Behemoth, a person is Makdish, a Dovash HaNasham with Tliba, and he's Svarit, that's a Zagantz Hekdish of the Behemoth. So if the Hekdish of the Behemoth, it's not Trey Migui. So if he's only Makdish, even the Rosh, of a Hekdish to a Rosh, that's a two gestalts of the Gantz of Behemoth. That's a Svarit already, a supply time, I say Hekdish of the Gantz of Behemoth. You don't know Dugin Kasha, it's all Zain Trey Migui. When it's a Shai, that's a Trey Migui, there's no Trey Migui. That's only if you need Exerza Kos of a Dovash HaNasham with Tliba. Because Dovash HaNasham with Tliba, or automatic, it doesn't still suit to the whole behemoth. It's only on the foot. So how does it still suit? How does it expand to the ganze? I've never done this. I call it from posta, that the posta zakh me, that the deeper expands to the whole. So I have to expand the deeper to the whole, and then apply it from Tushas Dhamma to Tushas Agov. That's the term that you don't say. But Shainkin, if there's a deep posta, according to Yehuda, there's a posta misvare. There's a posta misvare. I don't know that yourself in term.
Is the deeper
No.
Is that a pasuk?
There's no pasuk for it. No, but I don't think no.
Pasuk, it's a svara because
yeah, but
because there's no such thing as dummy. When I say dummy, it's chal on the goof.
Really, there's no such thing as dumb. You can make it just as dummy.
But not on double royal is bad.
No, it's a different kind of svara. The svara is because batsim, you have to be paid it, right? Rashi says it's svara because you have to be paid it for. You point it for Dhamma, so it's like it happens to itself. It doesn't have to go to a different place. But it has to, so it's also an expansion. I hear you asking, but we'll see soon. That's a svar that it expands. Because Batsim, you only said Dhamma, you didn't say Kedushas Guf. The Torah says once you Makdush the Dhamma, and you could sold to someone else, so it's Kila, it's sold to itself, and it becomes a Kedushas Guf. But it has to expand to Kedushas Guf. Masha'en Kain, the din of Pashto that we have in Svar Lachab Yehuda, so the Pshad is it's Kila, you're relating right itself to the whole Behemoth, that doesn't have the din of Chaimi. Now, Lomazan is to the Rambam. There's two Rambams. First, we'll see the Rambam in Hilchas Mila. Now, according to this Cheshvan, if the Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Huda, that there's no imposter, but Dovah Shein Hashem with Liyaba, so the Rambam shouldn't have brought the Shail. True? Of Trey Migui. Just 1 second. Hikdash Ever Achal Adam of Lemizbeach. Harez a suffix of the Rambam. In Poshta Kusha Bakula Eloi Poshta. Lefikach Tikav Tikkur v'loyiv. So the Rambam brings the suffix. If you say Tremigu, you don't say Tremigu. Alright? So what's the Rambam doing bringing the Shayim for Tremigu? There's no Tremigu. If the Rambam whole passage is like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rashi says, like Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Shayim of Tremigu. Muzmadach Zogin, like we said before, that the Rashi holds that the din of Tisha B'Kul B'Dav Shana Shama Tliyuba is a Svar. The Svar says that you relate directly to the whole behemoth. So that doesn't have to do with Tremigu. Oh, but the Rambam, we said, no. Let's go with the Kesa Mishnah. The Rambam Zognein, I said, I didn't from Poshta, was a lot of an apostle. Like Rabbi Kivegas, with Ike, with Tyson Gedushin, even in the Dovah Shana Shama Tliyuba. Even in the Dovah Shana Shama Tliyuba, is Eichad Adin, a Hilchasif from Poshta. So the male of the Shaila, if you say Poshta, or you don't say Poshta, it applies, Silent Rabbi Yosi, Silent Rabbi Yuda. Because the Kodja Yuda is Eichad Apostle from Poshta. So then it's Mustafa to say that the Poshta, but Dovah Shana Shama Tliyuba, is the same concept of Poshta, like you hold Dovah Shana Shama Tliyuba. So just like in Dovah Shana Shama Tliyuba, in Dovah Shaila, if you say Tremigui, you don't say Tremigui, it is always Zachas, it can be, but Dovah Shana Shama Tliyuba. That would be very nice to learn the Shita Ziram. Only problem is that we open up a Rambam in Hilchas Erechin. Hamakdish behema tmima l'domel, hareze deskatsha gufa. Das ist Allahe von Migi den Achse, keitza. Hoi med mei behema zu hektish l'mizbeach yatsvatikor. Das ist glatt. That's if you makdish the whole behema. Fiyta is the Rambam. Higdish. Echad mevarel l'domov. V'omar. Listen to this. Everybody hold on to your seats. V'omar. Dmei ragla shal pora zu hektish l'mizbeach. You hear the Rambam. He's makdish dmei. What? Dmei raglo, you're not libo. Dmei raglo, shall pora zu hegdash l'mizbeach hareza suffix of the Rambam in poshta kdusha b'kula loy poshta. It's a suffix to the poshta kdusha b'kula. We're not over yet. So the Rambam v'mhoya eves shana shama tluyba poshta kdusha b'kula. Say the Rambam appel the gazach. If it's a davar shana shama tluyba, it's poshta kdusha b'kula. Why is a poshta kdusha b'kula is davar shana shama tluyba? The Gemara had a shayl. Is Klon Rambam, and the Rambam didn't learn the Shaila of Trey Migui Bidova She'enat Shanasham with Liyubo. The way we learn like the Kesef Mishnah. No, but like the Kesef Mishnah, he wanted to learn, and there's always Shaila, there is Lachab Yaisi, there's Gemil Lachab Yudah, Bidova Shanasham with Liyubo. Bidova She'enat Shanasham with Liyubo, and there's Dovah Stegayim. We're talking Pashta. Bidova Shanasham with Liyubo, Dovah Pashta. So just like Lachab Yaisi, we have a Shaila to say Trey Migui, we'll have to sell Zobah Shaila, Lachab Yudah to say Trey Migui. But the Rambam says not like that. The Rambam says that if Dovah Shana Shama Tluyubo, like Rashi, and it's Zankish Shaila, to Mizok Tremigu Tanit, it's a Chmuchach that the Rambam learned that Dovah Shana Shama Tluyubo is like an Ari Afusa. Yeah, that's what's a state though. Dovah Shana Shama is Nishki Afusa, and Dovah Shana Shama Tluyubo, but a din from Poshto, mi Svarit. And the male, if it's Poshto, mi Svarit, doesn't have a din of Tremigu. So Higdish, Libo, Lo'oilo, it's Zayna din from Migi, the Nachsik, this is Dovah Chalik, this is Aguf. So when did the Gemara have a Shaila? The Gemara had a Shaila if you make this regel l'domov. If you make this regel l'domov, do zayin a Shaila. If you say Migi the Nachse and you say the din of Poshta Migi the Nachse. That's not the Shaila for the Gemara.
But he has no like Rabbi Yaisi. This is the Shaila's only.
That's the Shaila. That's not the plea. Yeah, you're asking very stark. That's what the plea is. I said because you're not getting Poshta, but don't say Hashem b'tliyva. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rambam says like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The Rambam says, Lecha
B'Yehuda. And by Oif, he doesn't hear Oif like this.
Now, by Oif, the Kesemish learned that the Shaila by Oif was, B'Dovah Shana Shama Tluyaba. Yeah. Oh, but the Rambam Vaisais holds for Dovah Poshit, that Dovah Shana Shama Tluyaba Vaisais Yisei Poshit. So, L'chur, like this Rambam, we have to change. That's what we have to do. We have to say that the Rambam cleared the Shaila, Hik, the Shei, Vechem, and Oif, Skadish Kul, Allah is only B'Dovah Shana Shama Tluyaba. Dovah Shana Shama Tluyaba is Poshit, that's going to be Poshit, like the Rambam says here. But so I can't, how does it go? But the Rambam passes that Dovah Shana Shama Tluyuba and it's talking different Pasha. Oh, it's Betzim, there's a big, here's the Lacha Mishnah, face it, this is stupid, and Andra, but so we read the Lacha Mishnah, that the Rambam had a different Mahalach. So say, Sazay, Nochbo, how did we learn the Shail until now? Until now we learned like this. By the Svara says, that there's no pashta in Dovashen and Hashem with Leibel. There's no pashta, so I need a chiddush that there's pashta in Dovashen and Hashem with Leibel. In Dovashen and Hashem with Leibel, we'll say there's a svar that there's pashta. Dovashen and Hashem with Leibel relates to the whole behemoth. Dovashen and Hashem with Leibel, we'll say, let's say, in svar doesn't have pashta. Rabbi Yossi has Yalfusa that is pashta. Rabbanan don't have Yalfusa that is pashta. My male and a ducky pashta, Dovashen and Hashem with Leibel. Oh, but in Lachamishna, Duchsach state, at the Pshat is Andish. The Seisa say, just like there's a Svara. Yeah. In Dovah Shein HaShem HaTliyibo, that means Svara should be Pashto. Is he talking that in the Dovah Shein HaShem HaTliyibo, there's also Svara that is Pashto. So until now we were saying that the reason why this Pashto Dovah Shein HaShem HaTliyibo is because of the Svara. In Dovah Shein HaShem HaTliyibo, and the Taki Svara is Pashto. So if there's no Svara that should be Pashto, I need a Fusa for Pashto. Rabbi Yossi has Yalfus, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have Yalfus. Oh, but Kefi, what says in this Rambam, what says in Amdash, that Be'etzem, the din is just like Dovash and Hashum, but Shama Tluy Bas Pashta. Or Dovash ain't on Hashum, ain't on Hashum, but Tluy Bas, Rabbi Yehuda, it's also going to have Pashta. And Mamela asks, if Dovash ain't on Hashum, but Tluy Bas, it's also going to have Pashta. Shtayt in the Teh, the Dukim Pashta. So the Shail's Bumfakir. So where did the Torah say that there's no Pashta? In the Tzir, we make a Tushas Aguf. Mimenu, Kodeshia, Mimenu, Kdushas Aguf. So the Gemara held in the Tzi, we make a Kdushas Domin. That's the Rambam Sari. The Rambam holds that if you make a Kdushas Domin, his Domus is a Svara Pshute. It's a Svara Pshute. It Domus blipe the Svara at a very different Pashto. There's no Pashto. When is there no Pashto? That's only Kdushas Aguf in the Dukin Pashto. Oh, but if I can, Kdushas Domin is going to be Pashto. Thus is Aleph, Umbeis. That there's no pashta, 1 second, there's only behemoth. In behemoth, there's no pashta. Favoskas are the miyut for me, man who stayed not meet the behemoth. If I can't go, in oif, hayyas is no miyut. Is namals, in oif, if there's no miyut, if I can't, there'll be pashta. It says the Torah suffix like this, the Torah said by behemoth. So till now we learned, since the Torah said by behemoth, so there's only pashta and behemoth. In oif, there's no pashta. We're saying punk, if I can. Since pashta is a svara. And the Pasuk is saying that there's no Pashta. So if the Pasuk is saying that there's no Pashta, where did the Torah say there's no Pashta? Only Behemoth is no Pashta. Al-Bahayiv, there will be Pashta. Even though she ain't on Hashem with Leibah. And the Zobazachi is Klabitz and Gakdush is Domin. We'll say the same Shailah. We'll say that where did the Torah say that there's no Pashta Mimenu? Only in the case of what? Where the Zakdush is Aguf. Where the Zakdush is Aguf, not the Torah Gazak Mimenu. That the Zakdush is Aguf is Miyuchet to this Chaylik and the Behemoth, not a Dukin Pashta. But in Tzir, where it's only a Zakdush is Domin, is if I can't go, then we will say Pashta. If it's only Tishas Domin, we will say Pashta. If a Mela does it a Shaila, it does it a Shaila, so it's like Pashta if you say Temigui. The one in Erechim? That's what we said. The one in... This is the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you makdish echad mevrel adomov, v'omar dmei raglish aporz v'hekdish v'zbeach, is a suffix, you say Pashta kdusha b'kul if you say Temigui now. But if you makdish the Dovah Shana Shama Tluyibo, Zogi Chazay, Dovah Shana Shama Tluyibo, that was saying,
Dovah Shana Shama Tluyibo.
But you need to amigo, you want to make a Kedush as a Guf. When I say, but you want to make a Kedush, you make the Nachse. So Kedush as Dom, you say it's a Guf. So you have to make a Kedush as a Guf, you have to make a Kedush on the whole. Oh, but 1 second, but it comes out of a Chiddush here. Because we're saying like this, we're saying, that if it's a Dovah Shana Shama Tluyibo, we're saying it's a svar. A dovah shein on Hashem atliba, we're saying it's also a svar. This comes out a little not so glad. A dovah shein on Hashem atliba is a svar. So there's no problem with Chaim Igud. Dovah shein on Hashem atliba, we're saying like this. In behema, Kedusha Saguf, in the Dokim Pashto. If it's not behema, or if it's not Kedusha Saguf, then there's Pashto. But there is a shayla v'say Chaim Igud now. If a dovah shein on Hashem atliba, the Rambam says a dovah Pashto, you say Chaim Igud, and dovah shein on Hashem atliba is a svar. And Davash ain't on a Shamat Liba as a Svar. And the Davash on a Shamat Liba, there the Rambam says, do you say, Pashta Kdusha Bakula, and there's no problem of Tremigui. And the Davash ain't on a Shamat Liba, there the Rambam says that you also have a dinner Pashta, but for that there's a problem of Tremigui. I don't know if it's such a Kasha, but I'm just pointing out this Hara. Because we're saying that both are Svara. Say Davash on a Shamat Liba as a Svara, and say Davash ain't on a Shamat Liba as a Svara. And Davash on a Shamat Liba, we say Tremigui. And Dovah Shein HaShem HaTliyibah, that's the topic of the Gemara. But that's the Cheshon of the Rambam, Nochamo. The Rambam is learning that in Svara you say Pashta, say Dovah Shein HaShem HaTliyibah. And in Svara you say Pashta, Dovah Shein HaShem HaTliyibah. And Baba Hema is a miyat. It's coming to tell me that there's no pashas. That's the pashas of the Braisa. That the Braisa is not coming to make the yukim. The Braisa is coming to make a miyat. And what do we mean miyat? We miyat that there is no din pashta in a dovah she'ena on a shavat liba, only in a behema that's kushas aguf. A behema that's kushas domen, or a oif, you're talking if the oif is not behema, it's not a different pashta. Even if it's just makdash dovah she'ena on a shavat liba. The shail is, in Kdushas Domim, if you say Pashta, because you need Chay Migli. In Oif, it's only one Migli, you'll say Pashta. In Oif, you need Chay Migli, it's a Safik, you'll say Pashta. But if you make a Kdushas Aguf, and if you make a Kdushas Aguf, it doesn't sort of a Pashta, you're going to say Pashta.
So how are you answering the difference between Shanshama Tluyva and Ein Anshama? If it's a Sfarah.
Yeah, I'm being worried at all.
You said it's not so sure. Why?
Yeah, because it could be that both is Sfarah. I'm saying it could be that both is Sfarah. But the Sfarah, the concept goes a little different. That means the svar of Davashan Hashem Mutaliba means that it's a direct hektish on the whole. And the svar of Davashan Hashem Mutaliba is a svar that it should expand on the whole. Just like by Miga the Nachsa, it could be a svar and there's a problem with Chay Migui. So Davashan Hashem Mutaliba will have to be.
There's a new
Migui.
On Davashan Hashem Mutaliba, it's the both svaras, but the two completely
different svaras. Right.
So this svar, the Rambam has a shayla, and this svar
is. Right, the Gemara has a shayla, right.
Where do you get the Mechtesim to say that chilek?
The what? The Dovah Shana Shama Tliba?
Yeah,
because the din of Dovah Shana Shama Tliba, it didn't go into the Machlech Shabbat Shabbat Yehuda. Whatever it is, Lot Yab Yaisi, it's very hard to say that whatever it is, Lot Yab Yaisi, is Lot Yab Yehuda. I mean, the Rambam holds that there's a din of Pashta, Lot Yab Yehuda, Dovah Shana Shama Tliba, unless it's a Kuchas Aguf in Behem. Otherwise, it's a din of Pashta. But it's the same Pashta like Rabbeisi has. The Rabbeisi has a Pashta, Rabbana have a Svar. But Dovah Shana Shama Tliba, that's something else. That's not Kishayasin. That's Pashta. That's like a Kdusha Bakula. That doesn't need Tremi. That needs Tremigu. The question of Yosef Rebbe is if he needs a pasuk or not. Like Mikud and Achsa doesn't need a pasuk, and Hashem Atluyba doesn't need a pasuk. But Dovash and Hashem Atluyba, that's considered that it's a direct tactic on the Ganser. It doesn't have an end of Tremigu.
Tremigu is unmentioned conditions like
if. Oh, well, let me just bring it. Yeah, to make Kedusha, to make me the Achsa, right. But you'll say pot. Yeah, but that's a shayla that you're saying. What's going to be the din if you don't say Tremigu if you say one Migu? Moshe, let's say you don't say Tremigu. But let's say you'll say Migu the Chayel or Kedushas. Right? It's Chal on the Dhamma the Ganser, which is a little schwer to say, then we have a shtickle problem, because now we already have it on the Ganser, and now we can't make a Migud the Nachser, because it only came through Migud. Right? Yeah, Enoch and Av.
It's interesting, Rashi turns around, Rashad points us out, Rashi turns around the Seder of the Migus. In the Gemara, if first
says, Dhamma and Guf. Right, the Gemara says, Rashi says that you have to say Migud. The Nachsa Abiktosa Chayla Kula, and then you say Migud the Nachsa. Also, he's right. So you see from Rashi.
He's turning it around, but I'm saying in his pshat in the Rambam, if he took it straight to the Gemara, it makes it much more bad. You know, the question is, does it become Tusaguf? And Tusaguf, I know I have a Miet. I'm one Ava.
Well, no, but that's going to be a problem then. No, you're just making a problem. Because if it's Chalab Tusaguf, you won't say Pashta. Again, I was going to tell you that the Rambam has to hold like Rashi. Because if you're going to say first, the migui, the chaylok dushes dom, chaylok dushes aguf. Dushes aguf doesn't mean you don't say pashta. No, fakir. Yeah. You have to say not like that. You have to say even the Rambam goes like Rashi. The first you're going to say migui nachsal dushes akula, and then you say dushes aguf. L'chur, you have to say. Oh, so now let me just ask one problem. Let me just bring out a Gemara in Erechim that says that in the tzir, where somebody is makdish a roish, even a roish of a man. You don't say, because the Gemara says, you don't say Trei Migui in a Tziyah with a Balmum. That means, it's the Chur Punk Faket than what we're saying. We're saying that in Kedushas Aguf there's no Dim Pashta. There's no Dim Pashta. In Kedushas Dam there's a Dim Pashta. The Gemara says by Balmum, Punk Faket. Right? The Gemara says by Balmum, there's a Din that you don't say Pashta. Because it's a Balmum. My study is that Lechura being a Balmum, being a Kedushas Damim, is a problem in saying Pashta.
Unless he had Mantis Aguf. That's a question that...
It makes a difference what he has in mind. If it's a Balmum, it can't be Chal Moreh Mekdush is Dhamma, no?
It's a Machlokes better. Today's that, actually.
Yeah.
Shmuel holds that the Hamakdush Balmum, then it gets used to Guf. And that's your
Zayin. That's
right. Not a Balmum. Shmuel's
Halacha. How can you be paid there?
Right.
What?
You can be paid there?
For Misa. Not for the Klavim. He said they have to put into a keeper and they have to kill
it. Right,
right. But it has to be something. That's a great thing. About whom the same thing. If he has in mind, Shmuel said that our markets have trade for three.
Trade, not a bomb.
So bomb is worse?
Yes.
It's a Mishnah B'chayim. The Mishnah says that if it's called a mumu like this, and it's on the chalak dush is dumb. No? I said, but that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's a balmum chalak dush is dumb. They shake the Gemara. It's on the chalak. It's a balmum dush is dumb. If I say the dush is dumb, you don't say mingin the nafs. And we're saying fakek dush dumb dush mingin nafs. So I just want to bring out one point. This is all I want to say. I'm going to finish with this. A migui, you say, from a dush is dumb. Something has a dush is dumb. If Pashto Tirganse, it only becomes Kdushas Domin, you won't say Pashto. Fakeko. The reason why you say Pashto over here is because you're ending up with a Kdushas Aguf. Why are you ending up with a Kdushas Aguf? Because once it's Chalak Dusha Bekula, they'll be making the Nachsa Bechalak Kdushas Aguf. But if Liyatsuya, you're going to say Pashto Bekula, and you end up with a Kdushas Domin, there's no Din Pashto. Notice like this. To say Pashto from a Kdushas Aguf is sealed. You made a Kdushas Aguf, does it does. You're talking Pashto. That's what Rida holds. In a Shabbat Leva. Kdushas Domim could expand. Hasn't done a Pashto. But the Kdushas Domim only expands to a situation to make Akrova. There's no standing Pashto in the Velt today. The Din Pashto is to get to the Akrova. That's the Din Pashto. See, if you can expand from a Kdushas Domim, and you're going to become a Gansa Kdushas Domim, you're a Balmum, you don't gain anything. You're talking Din Pashto. The only time you say Pashto is if you expand from a Kdushas Domim, and then you become Kedusha Bekula, and then you have a Migdal and Asa, say Kedusha Saguf. Then you say the dinner Pashto. So the Gemara over there is talking about a Balmum. A Vada Balmum is not going to get a Kedusha Saguf. You don't say Pashto. Over here, if you're going to say Pashto, yeah, you're going to say Pashto, it's going to become Kedusha Bekula, and then it'll be Chal Kedusha Saguf with Migdal and Asa. And I just want to say one thing. The Biskarov doesn't really like this Gemara. The Gemara says that you don't say Trey Migdal. So Biskarov doesn't understand the Gemara. You don't say Trey Migdal. Say one, and then say the next. So we started off saying that once you make a kedusha and it stretches, it's a stretched kedusha. You can't stretch a stretched kedusha. And the Biskarov doesn't like that svara. He understands. Listen, you made a kedusha b'miktsas. It was stretched b'kula. Now it's history. Now we have a kedusha b'kula. Hey, let's say make it an asa. What's the problem? That's the Biskarov's kasha in the Gemara. So to Biskarov, that in order to say the problem over here with trei migui is because you have to say both migus kachas. Why do you have to say both migus kachas? See, so it sounds like this, Lahur. Because you want to say, Miga the Nachsa and Kedushas Eva, you don't say. Miga the Nachsa, you don't say Kedushas Eva. Could be the same for it. Miga the Nachsa is to make it in Akrova. Stand from Kedushas Dabba to Kedushas Aguf, you don't say Miga the Nachsa. You only say Miga the Nachsa to create it in Akrova. So Miga the Nachsa is only to create it in Akrova. Poshta is to create it in Akrova. So what should I do? I'm going to say, right now, I'm going to say just Miga the Nachsa. You don't say it. That's not going to be Akrova. Okay. We'll say just the din poshta. Just poshta, poshta, stop. It's not going to have a din akrova. It's only Kedushas Domim. The Torah says we have to live with vision. We're going to make both migus together. That's the shayla to say trei migui. Trei migui is a problem if you have to make them both together. So why do you have to make them both together? Because you only say migui the nachsa if it's going to become a din akrova. So you can't say migui the nachsa da even. You only say you're going to say poshta if when you're going to say poshta, it's going to be chal din akrova with din migui the nachsa. So you have to live with vision that we have both migus ka'achas. So there is a shayla of a say trei migui. But I call upon, but this is the nekudah. But in order to say Pashto again like the Rambam, I don't care if you end up with a Kedushas Aguf. You can't start with a Kedushas Aguf. You can't say Pashto from a Kedushas Aguf on a regal. To say Pashto from a Kedushas Aguf, say Pashto from a Kedushas Aguf on a regal, you can't say Pashto. That's mimenu. But if it's a Kedushas Domim, we can say Pashto. But you can only say Pashto from a Kedushas Domim to end up with a Kedushas Aguf. So if it's a Balmum, it's not going to end up with a Kedushas Aguf. If you say trei migui, you'll end up with a Kedushas Aguf. If you don't say trei migui, so you want to close your eyes and just say Pashto. There's no din akrova. They're talking din Pashto. In order to say din Pashto, I have to already have the vision to see to it that there's going to be two miguis here. There'll be a Pashto and a migui din Afsa. That's a shayla gemara if you say trei migui or not.
Why can't there be a regular Pashto and Kedushas Domim without ending up Kedushas Aguf?
That's what I'm saying. It seems to me that the Kedushas Pashto is to reach its climax. A kedusha, you know, is mishtaikik, to grow to its climax. That's what a din pashto comes from. It's not going to get a din akrova, it's not going to be pashto.
I understood, because dumb is just my money. I've given so much money. I'm not giving that much money. Yeah. When you're talking about akrova, it's not money. It's,
we're saying that, but the Rambam says there is pashto in dumb. Only in mum there is it.
If it comes to akrova.
Oh, I have my money. But also your money. But you have to make the kedusha on all your money. You only made a kedusha on $10. How are you going to make a kedusha on $100? In order to make a Kedushas Aguf, you have to say the Pashto and Kedushas Domim. You have to make the Pashto and Kedushas Domim, and then it'll be Chal Din Akrova.
Kedushas Domim has no Pashto at all, because
It has pashta, but it has
only in order
to reach to the din akrov.
That's because of his far.
Right. Because you have to have both migas together.
Doesn't
far
the expansion.
Yeah. Say yeah. I said, oh, I get in yeshiva. The Gemara Megillah brings psukim that you can lay in the Megillah, yid aleph, yid beis, yid gimel, tezvav. The Gemara brings first two psukim. So yid aleph and yid beis. So the Gemara, how do you know Yud Gimel? We don't have a pasuk for Yud Gimel. The Gemara states as Yud Gimel, after talking about pasuk, Zman Kilo Lakoil. What does it mean, Zman Kilo Lakoil? I heard so Rashi says Zman Kilo Lakoil means it was the day of the war. So it's pasuk that the day of the war, so that day, Avada Yikalain the Megillah. Avada Lachatchila, we laid the Megillah, Yem Shenochel, was Yem Tezvav. Oh, but Yom Yudal, Yud Gimel is also a day for Kriyas HaMegil. But they state in Rashi. The Rosh doesn't like that pshat. He says, no, the day of Kriyas HaMegil is Yom Shenochel. What's up is that for Lein the Megil on Yom Yud Gimel? So he says, Zman Kiyo Lakol means that the day of Yud Gimel, when they went to war, it was a Zman of Tainis. I heard someone ask before, I think, that what does it say the Din of Tainis Esther in Gemara? The Rosh says, this is the only place it says a Remus of Tainis Esther in Gemara. Zman kilo lakoil. Was it Zman kilo lakoil? There was a Zman that they got together to do tshuva, mitfila, mitainis, some melech, a dover poshet, that that's the day that you can read the Megillah. So I didn't understand so good. It's a gvaldige hele gezach, with our fasting and tshuvaton. Kriyas HaMegillah l'chura, we have to read the Megillah because we thank the Eibishter for the Yeshua. Yom Shenochem Eheveya. So if the Rosh doesn't like Rashi's pshat, that the day of the war is a day. What's up? It's the day of tefillah. Yeah, day to read the Megillah. Why is the day of tefillah a day to read the Megillah?
Okay, sorry. Why is the day of tefillah? That was the day of war. The day
tefillah should be. No, but I say part of the people went to war, and the other people, like by a Amalek. It says Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Haragiva and was davening. Right? That's when you fight a Amalek. Midafam and asach tefillah. They state in the Ramban. It's a special zman for tefillah. It's a melech ven a gavaldik zman for tefillah. But Gedavin, the Memele says Zman for Kriyas HaMegillah. What's the episode of Zman for Kriyas HaMegillah? So he said it like this. In the Rambam state, in the end of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, so Peledik and Rambam, the Rambam says, this Tariag Mitzvahs Deraisa, and the Rabbonah were Maisa for Givis HaSibis, they were Maisa for Givis HaMitzvahs Derabbonah. And every Mitzvah Derabbonah has a Sibis. And he picks on Kriyas HaMegillah. What he says is like this. He says, as the, you want to be the Rambam maybe? The mother. The Rambam says, as the Sibis, that the Chachomim were misakin to read the Megillah to be Mishabeach the Rabbeinu Shalom. And let me read inside is a little clear.
Coming.
Listen, could I see this Loshen inside? Listen to this Loshen. Shanavim, it's in the end of Minyan HaMitzvahs, when the Rambam brings down the Minyan HaMitzvahs before the Yad. Shanavim and Bezdan Tiknu with Tzivil Likris and Megillah by Nasa. Kedei Lahaski Shvacha Shalakadish Baruchu. Uchuet Shaosa Lanu. Vahoyo Karev Lashavainu. Kedei Lavarcha Yolahalaloi. Ukedei Ladila Dayas Abayim. Shemes Mashifticha Bateira. Kimigo Godla Shaloy Lakim Krev Miloka Shemelokan Hokrain Elof. So the Biskravis Madaik from the Rambam, that it sounds like that the Ika Haidod we have to give to the Rabbeinu Shalom is not just that he saved us from the Tzorah from Homa. Poshet we learned. We had a Zay Yeshu from Homa. Gvaldige Simcha. No, that's not the Simcha from Purim. The Simcha from Purim is that the Eibishter was Karev L'Shaveinu. And it was the Skyim, the Pasuk of Kimi, God, Godel, Asher, Loyal, Akim, Karevim, Elof, Kashem, Elokein, B'chol, Karein, Elof. That we have such a non-kait with the Rebbeinu Shalom. That the Eibishter listened to the Tfilis. That was his gala. Thus, that was his gala in the Yeshu from the Nefs from Homa. Memelukub the Chaisid, that when we make a Zeich of Tainis Esther, it's all part of the Seder Purim. The Seder for Purim is not just a Mesameach, that it was Yom Shenochel. Fakedgo, the Maisa for Purim Be'etzim starts in Tainis Esther. We make a Zeich, Asagven Amal HaTainis, Mod Gefas, Asagven Zanah Yeshua, and what happened? And the Eibush to listen to our Tfilah, and the Meil is Oiv Gishprat from them, Amazan Chazay Non, Kimigo Godel, Asher Loi, Lekim Krem, Melein, Kashem, Lekein, Uchol Kerein, Oilof. Tosin is galgam on the Nesan Purim. Shoshanas Yankiv Tolov Asameicha. Begoysam Yachat Chelos Boruch Eloidia. Shekol Kevecho Leivoyshev Leikolmo Lanetzach Kol Achoysim Boch. Tosin is Tolov Asameicha. As Amiz Achoysim Boch. person has betochen, go with betochen and tefillah. If the Eibusher listens to the tefillahs, is does it unfavosi does as Eva kimi gagal hashol kim kraim my love. The Emerson, this gili was punked at that kufa. It wasn't a mikra. I would imagine that that gili was in that kufa because the kufa of the Nesan Haman was when the Eden were in after the Chum Beis Hamikdash. So b'shasa sedar Beis Hamikdash v'shteit min kimi gagal hashol kim kraim my love. No, was azayn non to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Here's our tefillahs. Shara Shemayim, Beis Hamikdash, Lema Melech was Mispalel, all the tefillahs go direct to the Beis Hamikdash, because that's where our nonkite, our kira to the Rebbeinu Shalom is. So when the tefillahs can vend is Kabul. Or the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Yisha Shagir Shabaylo, Meshik Darayin and Golis, and Meshik Darayin and Golis knew that we're close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. They even wanted to be Poyek Oil and Gamsin. They told the Rebbeinu Shalom, Kumisha Shagir Shabaylo, Yeshlam Elazel, Yechazkel said, no, the deck like seven pieces. Oh, but Migla Godla, Shalakim, craving my love. Yeah, that was the Gili. The Gili was, as in the house of that Kirvin. The Kimigla Godla, Shalakim, craving my love. But also geblieben. And as a Yidos, Shchinte is Bigalusa, as Yidin gain a Golis, was a dot, as Alcha, but the Migdoshes, and as Alcha Chaburis, was the, says Migdoshes Ma'at, is Dor Rutu Shchinte, Sashanish Befahesia, Besamigdos is Befahesia, was Begoli. Aber is in Golis, the Shechina da da, you have to be mine a bissle of meh, cooking a bissle of tife, aber the Golis da da mit uns, the Ebesh da da mit uns, und the Kimiga God, the Shalkim Kevla, and the Chalsas Kayim, the Meile, das ist der gewaltige Simche, man betanzt doch Purim, darf wissen, was man tanzt, man tanzt in einem Zenna, goi Godel, kreven zu der Rebbeinu Shalom, was unsere Tfilis an das Kabel, der Ebesh soll helfen, alt Tfilis soll werden das Kabel, soll solche sein, die Schuze in der Chalmash.